KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Transnet says it's on track to recover from logistical, financial and managerial challenges. Government previously blamed the declining performance of the Richards Bay Northern Corridor on historical underinvestment in infrastructure, a shortage in locomotives and cable theft. The corridor moves coal and other commodities. In February, the finance minister announced a 47 billion rand guarantee to support Transnet's recovery plan. A new CEO and CFO have also been appointed. The entity's board chairperson, Andy Lesang.
The plan has as its objective the stabilization of operational performance in the first phase and significant improvement in operational and financial performance for the year ending March 2025. We are pleased to say Transnet's journey to recovery is on course. We are executing our plans to enhance operational and financial performance for long-term sustainable growth.
We're being told we can expect no more than stage 2 load shedding during the cold months. Eskom CEO Dan Marukane gave a briefing in Johannesburg earlier on the state of the power utility system ahead of the winter season.
In the extreme case where the unreliability increases, that component may go occasionally stage 5, but we really think that on the basis of what we see, the performance of the fleet, load shedding will stay within stage 2 from a planning perspective. This is on the back of a decrease in terms of the baseline reliability capacity reduction of 1,000 megawatts, which is what we use for our baseline assumptions then.
Four people have been treated in hospital for smoke inhalation after a fire broke out at the Hoshi Mamburu II prison in Pretoria. The blaze ripped through several units at the staff living quarters yesterday. Some of the tenants lost most of their belongings in the blaze. And China's president has told the U.S. Secretary of State the countries should be partners and not rivals. Xi Jinping met Antony Blinken in Beijing as part of efforts to improve relations. Blinken says while he was keen to deepen cooperation, he was concerned about the help the country was giving to Russia.
A defense industrial base that is churning out rockets, drones, tanks, and other weapons that President Putin is using to invade a sovereign country, to demolish its power grid and other civilian infrastructure, to kill innocent children, women, and men. Russia would struggle to sustain its assault on Ukraine without China's support.
The top story, Transnet says it's on track to recover from logistical, financial and managerial challenges. More news at ecr.co.za.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Varsity College take on Tux in the Varsity Shield final at 5:30 this evening. Rafa Nadal says it's been emotional playing in Madrid for the final time. And the DStv Premiership continues tonight with two matches.